All right, now for the conclusion. All right, now just looking at this, what sometimes with good academic writing, the first sentence will have the topic of the whole paragraph. So this is what I'm going to do, and hopefully this will kind of indicate what the rest of the paragraph is saying. Okay, this is kind of summarize it. Let's see what this one says. Also, just kind of summarizing it. So we'll go to this one. I am still looking for something to indicate results, limitations, main conclusion. Okay, here we are probably getting to the results, just based on what this says. Is there any other paragraphs? No. All right, so I'm going to try something else here, to maybe help me as well. All right, let's put this into English. Let's go with result. All right, here we're trying to find outcome, Utfall. All right, so go here, Control F. Let's type in Utfall. Okay, nothing came up. So now I have to think. Let's go. Indicates is also kind of important. So trying to read and find which word to actually use. Let's try this in direct DA. Okay, so we go back to this article, Control F, and okay. Also, not finding anything. All right, so here I really wish I knew Swedish now. But just based on what I've done before, I would probably start taking this whole paragraph into sections, and this will probably be where I would find the main results and conclusion. All right. Apparently, there might not be a result, and kind of the result and the conclusion could be the same. Sometimes this happens in qualitative articles. So this is nothing abnormal. What I could also try is the last paragraph, or last sentence of each paragraph. And let's see what this says, because this should also give me an overview of the whole paragraph, and maybe it'll provide more information. Okay, so here, actually here we can kind of indicate another result or conclusion. So let's kind of try this for the rest. Just to kind of get an overview. Okay, so actually at the end, of each paragraph, they're kind of, indicating kind of key results where I would write this is one result, this is another result, and probably I'm assuming at the end this might actually be kind of their conclusion, but we will see. Just taking a guess. Okay, here they mention further research, so that's excellent as well, so they do include it. And probably somewhere in this last paragraph as well, they would include limitations. I should also mention that if I'm not very familiar with the topic, I will probably scan to the conclusion right away and read it, because this will kind of give you a brief overview of the whole article. All right, so hopefully you got some tips of how to find key information and also read an academic article.